Healthy and Unhealthy Weight Loss. This is an EcoHealth information module written by Z. Charnot, February the 6th, 2001. Many of us, if not most of us, have either experienced or have heard of the futility, if not the danger, of forced weight loss. There are scores or perhaps hundreds of weight loss schemes that are not sustainable, that don't work, or that produce secondary effects that are unpleasant or are dangerous. Heading: A Use of Adipose Tissue. When the body uses adipose tissue or fat to hold unprocessable overdemands upon the immune system and we force weight loss, we deprive our human physiology of a fundamental mechanism. We not only deprive our body of a fundamental mechanism, we recast the toxins stored in the adipose tissue into our circulatory system without the ability to process the toxins. No wonder forced weight loss schemes don't work. They make you sick. We become so over-focused upon our appearance, we disregard our functioning. Heading: Three-stage process. 1. We must always, first, cut down the demand upon the immune system. 2. Then, secondly, arm the immune system to prepare it to cope with the excess toxins which will be released with weight loss. 3. Then, and only then, we must undertake a rate of weight loss commensurate with the toxic load of our environment and the readiness of our immune system. No other weight loss strategy is healthy. The reduced calories and exercise strategy is futile and can make you sick. We are living in an environment which is growing ever more polluted. We are ingesting food which we are overprocessing, both during production and in home preparation, which eliminates or destroys the immune supporting nutrients. Our food is less nourished and more polluted because of numerous health compromising choices we have made. We are awkward, clumsy, and ignorant about health issues and about life. Let's survive. So perhaps here, perhaps now, perhaps from this source of information, some few who respond can yield to a survivable population. Wouldn't you like to be part of that survivable population? Let's learn EcoHealth. Make it a byword, a movement, a revolution.